Oh, and welcome back to the Monsters. This is episode number 3, production code capital I, capital E. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about what's in the default gulp file.
All right. And probably where we should start is maybe what is gulp and why is it in our ASP.NET Core application? So you might notice when you create a new app here that there's a file called gulpfile.js. And really, gulp it's a tool that's used to automate web development tasks. The most common tasks would be things like combining your dozens or hundreds of JavaScript files into a single minified file. And likewise with your style sheets, so combining a number of style sheet CSS files into a single file. So that's kind of the common, simple example of a web developer task that you would automate using a tool like gulp. And gulp's a little different than other tools in that they call themselves the streaming build system. And the idea there is that you start out with a set of files. So you tell it, I'm starting out for example, with all these JavaScript files from this folder. And then I'm going to pipe those into some method that does something to those files. So the first one might be I'm going to combine all those into a single file. And then I'll pipe it into the next step, which would be to make the text as small as possible, remove any white space, garble up the variable names to make it small, and then eventually output it out to the output folder. So that's gulp in a nutshell, and it's JavaScript based. So the gulp file is just a simple JavaScript file. And it starts out first by including any gulp plugins that it might use. So when we look at the default gulp file here, we start out by just pulling in gulp itself. And then we pull in a plugin called rimraf, which is used to delete files, one called gulpconcat, so that's the one that where I was saying it's combining all the files into a single file, another plugin called CSS min to minify CSS files, and uglify to minify your JavaScript files.
So you're going to pull those in to pull them into context of this script. Where do those actually come from?
So those are actually coming from NPM, which is another new concept here. And if I move James over, we can take a look. So if you were doing this by command line, that's
Right down
right,
there.
yeah, just to
Down
the
there.
your left.
Right there.
Yeah,
Okay.
right there. So if you were doing this by command line, you would need to type in npm install, that's the node package manager, to go and pull down all these packages. If you're using Visual Studio, it does it for you automatically. But if we expand this module here, we can see these are all the node modules that have been installed for our application. So there's gulp, gulpconcat, CSS min, uglify, and rimraf. So those five that we're using for this gulp file. So those get pulled in. Now, within the context of the script, they're available. We define some variables here, like our path, so the web root, which is where all our web assets live, like our images and our JavaScript and CSS files. There's some other paths here in terms of defining the star star slash star dot js is a glob pattern that says any JavaScript files inside the JS folder. So it could be recursively, it could be nested in multiple folders in there, but anything that's a star JS file. And then what we want the output to look like, we're calling it a min.js or CSS files.
Now, it's probably worth noting that this is a departure from what we were doing for bundling and minification in previous versions of MVC then as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is different in that we do this more at build time as opposed to at runtime. So in previous versions of ASP.NET, there was the web optimization assembly that handled a lot of this for you. And that would happen at runtime. The first time a request came in, it would go and grab all your JavaScript files, combine them, and minify them. So that we're doing with gulp now, or you could choose to use a different task runner if you preferred to do that. But
So what's the advantage to doing that as opposed to the old way?
well, it opens up a lot more options for you. So the old way was good at doing minification and bundling, as they called it, the concatenation. But it kind of stopped there. There wasn't a lot more that you could do with it. It was difficult to extend. Whereas if we go and look at the list of plugins that are available with gulp, there's thousands of them. And it's things that you never would have been able to do with that web optimization. Especially if you're starting to use other client-side frameworks like Angular. So this template cache is one that I use heavily in my Angular applications that makes it's an optimization to how I define all my Angular view templates and how it pulls them in. And that just would have been nearly impossible to do if I wasn't using something like Gulp. And it also lets you do things like, let's say we wanted to use it to compile TypeScript, and if we wanted to do TypeScript instead of JavaScript. There's also TypeScript compiler there, so I, as part of my build script, I can tell it grab all my TypeScript files, compile them to JavaScript, and then minify them, and then so you can start chaining these things together to build more complex automated scripts. So
you can add linting and cross-compilation and bundling and minification, and it's just all part of one streaming operation. And then the other benefit, of course, is that you have the same assets right from compile time through deployment, through the deployment process.
That's right. So when you compile, you're compiling all your assets, and you know what you're shipping, as opposed to shipping all your code and then letting the server turn that into an asset that it ships over to the client. If we look at how we actually define these tasks, as I was saying, the tasks that are here in the default gulp file are pretty basic. It's just let's take a look at the CSS, for example. So when we want to minify our CSS, we're defining a task called min:css. That's the name of the task, and it's just gulp.task, and then the name of the task, and then you pass in a function. That function is what will happen when that task is called. So pretty straightforward. We always start with gulp.source, and then we tell it what are those files that we're dealing with. And that's just an array of strings that it uses to then go and look for those files. So the strings are either a file path or some sort of pattern that it will use to find files. So the pass.css that we looked at earlier was all the CSS files. And then exclamation mark and the min.css, that's saying not the min CSS. We want all the CSS files, but not that one that we output, the minified one. We don't want to re-input it into our outputted file. Then we take that and we pipe it into the concat plugin. So we're saying concatenate all of these and send it to this, rename it to be css/site.min.css. So that's going to be the name of the output of that, which is just the combined files. Then we actually pass that to the CSS min task, which will strip out all the white space and new line characters, make it as small as possible. Then we output it to the destination folder.
So is there any advantage to doing concat before CSS min or doing CSS min before concat?
That's a good question. I'm actually not sure. Was it a leading question? Do you know the answer?
No, I totally don't. I was thinking that maybe for some things, like maybe in JavaScript, if you did your concatenation first and then your uglify, if you had tokens that appeared in multiple files, then they would all be minified in the same fashion. But I don't know if that would necessarily make sense for CSS.
Yeah, I don't think for CSS it would make a huge difference other than if you did it the other way around, what you would end up with in the output file is you'd still have multiple lines of code. So you'd have one line of CSS for every original file that you had, as opposed to this way, you end up with just a single line of text.
Right, but the minification for CSS doesn't change the names of your classes.
That's right.
Those have to, But I think you're right, though, Simon and Dave as well. I think that it's important to concat your JavaScript before you uglify, because
definitely.
You could run into repeated token problems. So.
Definitely. So if we wanted to call this task from the command line, we would just call gulp /min:css, and it would call that task and it would do the work. From within Visual Studio, the way we can do that is if you right click on your gulp file, we can launch the task runner explorer here. And that just opens up a little window here that lists all of our tasks. And there's our min CSS. And right click on that task and click run. And it will launch a command line instance calling that particular gulp task.
This is done using npm or using Node rather.
Yeah, that's right. So there we go, it ran, and now if we look over in our Solution Explorer under site.css, there's a site.min.css, which contains all the minified code. Now, by default, the minification tasks don't actually run as part of anything in Visual Studio is part of when you just hit run and you launch the app, it's just by default going to load the non-minified versions, and it doesn't run any of these tasks. What it does do is, if we look in our project.json, there's a pre-publish task script define here, where it actually goes and runs gulp clean and gulp min. So this will happen before you publish your app, but it doesn't automatically happen when you run your app. You can tell it to automatically happen when you run your app by using the bindings in Task Runner Explorer. So I could tell it that my minified, my min task here, I could tell it to run before I build the app. And that defines a binding here that says before build, which is a Visual Studio event. So when I click this before it actually does the build, it will go and run my min task. And that min task is simply it's a task that's defined by just having a dependency on two other tasks. So you can define dependencies by passing in, when you create the task here, you pass in an array with just the names of the tasks that it depends on. So when we call
instead
the min
of a
task,
function, right?
Yeah, and then it could have a function too. So I could have a function of what happens after those other two tasks happen. But in this case, it will just run both of these. And the way gulp works when you pass in multiple dependencies here is they happen in parallel. So those two will run at the same time. And then when they're both done, then the min task will be considered complete. So that is the gulp file in a nutshell.
Excellent.
All right. So Simon, has anyone claimed our prize yet?
No, our prize remains unclaimed thus far. We look forward to somebody winning it.
Indeed.
All right. Well, thanks, and we'll see everybody on the next episode of the ASP.NET Monsters.
Cheers.
Thanks. Cheers.
We can call this an edit point and then come back.
No, we should show people that sometimes things take a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and sometimes they go Ari on us too here, so.
Okay, so this...
And that one seems to be locked up. Oh, there it goes.
So there it is.
After 1.67 seconds.
Okay, let's do that again.